Today's Man Laws brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in downtown Saranac. If you've not been to Saranac, you've missed a three-block town just east of Grand Rapids. But I tell you what, if you like pasties, this is the place to go below the bridge. They know what they're doing. Man Law, appropriate for today's conversation. When you're toasting with a beer, you clank the bottom of the glass. But when you're toasting with wine, you clank the middle of the glass, so that you're not up on the rim and you create a chip, or you're not down on the stem where you could snap it off. So just a little bit of etiquette coaching there from Man Law. What do you think, Drew? Am I spot on with that?
I think you're spot on with that. On the Man Law, the thing I hate the most is when people toast you by hitting the top of your beer. That's just wrong. Yeah, it's wrong, and that just gets you thrown out.
Right.
You
know? You're cut off.
You're cut off, you're banned, and you
drink that one, you're out of here. Yeah,
exactly.
I get it. Yeah, not any fun. So let's continue this conversation. You guys are bantering back and forth here during the break, and I'm turning it over. Run with it, bro.
Awesome. So really, what I'm getting to now is, really in my passion is what is the ultimate go-to barbecue wine, and in my opinion, and we'll get Mike's opinion on it, but I think it's Red Zinfandel. Red Zinfandel, because of its jammy, spicy berry properties, tends to be higher alcohol. But because of those jammy berry properties, it's very approachable for people when you have it with food. And when I talk about food, I'm talking about the biggest, boldest flavors you can throw at it. Barbecue ribs, smoked brisket, grilled, chicken wings, you name it. Jalapeno poppers, anything that's got spice and heat, and you name it, man, this wine is just going to kick it right back to the curb, and you're going to want more of that. Because a lot of times when you start eating that hot, spicy food, your mouth goes, man, I'm on fire. I need a beer. Well, I'll tell you what, you wash it down with a little bit of, big, spicy red Zin from Lodi or any of the other great Zinfandel growing areas, and you're just going to go, man, I love this, and I want more of both of them, because one washes out the other.
Why is that, Mike?
Well, the reason that is because that fruit counteracts that spice. And leading into, Jop, you had mentioned talking about Michigan wines, you always want to match heats with sweets.
Okay.
Why do you think they make sweet and sour?
That's easy to remember.
Yeah, and especially all those people who, maybe do a little Thai glaze on things and maybe throw some chilies in whatever. That sweet counteracts that heat. It gets that oil off your tongue and helps put out the fire. And, nobody wants a fire in their mouth all the time. Just a little bit of sweat on the brow is a good thing, but,
right.
If you're starting to sweat out the T-shirt, you're having problems here.
Yeah, Barbecue Bob's doing that right now down in the Caribbean, sweating out a T-shirt, but he's not here drinking wine with me, so it sucks to be him, right?
Yeah, so we're going to finish up, actually, with a little bit of Cabernet. We talked about this in the beginning of the show, but this is a little bit of a new wave cab. This is called Ravage Cabernet. It's 76% cab. It's got a bunch of Merlot in it, about 20%. It's got a fair amount of Zin in it, too, though. So you'll notice in this, it's a little bit different than normal Cabernet. And that's the great thing. In any varietal you talk about, whether it be Cab, Merlot, Pinot Noir, there's a wide spectrum of flavor inside that varietal.
So this would be considered a blend?
No, it's actually 76% Cabernet, and that meets the minimum for the 75% it has to be considered a Cabernet.
Interesting. So not all Cabernets are made completely with Cabernet grapes.
There's a very, very small amount that is 100% Cabernet, because with that single varietal, you only get one type of personality.
I see.
You get a little influence from where it's grown, but by adding even 2% of maybe Syrah or Malbec to it, you totally change the flavor profile of the wine.
And these are all grape varietals that you're talking about that vintner will put together and make their own blend, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, and Jop, when Mike was talking about just using 100% cab in a wine, you only get that single personality. It's kind of like with, the Smith family, you get one of us together, you get one personality, but you throw all three brothers together, man, you get a trifecta of personalities that just doesn't stop.
Yeah, I only season my steak with salt, and then that'd be what I'd get, and then if I got some other seasonings, it might balance it out a little bit. Yeah.
There you go.
I'll go with that, right?
Yeah. It's a little less dangerous.
Yeah, but anyway, well, hey, Brother Smith, thanks so much for sitting in with me on the Grilling Guys while Barbecue Bob is out. But you know what? It's been a great day. It's been a great show, and we really appreciate you guys making time. And you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll talk with you next week.